Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Is anyone here in this room today a runner? You know, a regular get up and go for a run each day type of runner. If Linda was in, she'd say, I'm lying. I'll tell you why I'm not later. Hey, Robert, do you go running? A walker? Right. A slow runner. Okay, now we've opened up a whole new category here, haven't we? Is there anybody in this room who is, after Robert, a slow runner? Every day. Come on, some people must walk every day. Oh, that's thank you, we're getting there. This is shameful how few hands have gone up. We'll need to do something about this, but more on that later. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those who are under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Now run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Now, about this running stuff, when most of us said we weren't, in fact, most of us said we weren't even slow walkers. You may remember a line from the first reading we read, Hebrews chapter 12. Let us run with perseverance or endurance the race marked out for us. Now, that's God speaking through his word there. Let us run. That's why I'm a runner. We are called to run the race that God has marked out for us. That's what we do as Christians. So if I said now, again, who is a runner in here? Put your hand up if you are. Thank you, we're getting better. If you haven't put your hand up, then speak to me later. That scripture goes on, let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author or pioneer and perfecter of our faith. If we are followers of Jesus, we are runners. We are in a race, and it's a race that has been marked out for us. And sorry to tell you, but you do totally need to be one of those people who gets up in the morning, gets out of bed, and is prepared to run a race. So the question isn't, am I a runner and am I in the race? That's a given. The real question is, what type of a race am I in? And what type of running must I do? And what training do I do for it? We look at our second reading, part of it anyway, which is going to stay on the screen, from 1 Corinthians 9. We're going to pick out, there's no way can we get through all of this, that you could preach 6 or 7 sermons about this passage, so I'm not going to, you'll be pleased to know, barely going to preach one. We're going to look at those areas on the screen that are important for us today, as they were for Paul. First, the main focus isn't the prize. It is important, but notice this line, run in such a way as to get the prize. Before the prize can even be grasped or thought about, there's something else Paul says we have to do. Run in such a way. And then he says, everyone who is in the games, he's talking about running and athletics here, everyone goes into strict training. Why do they do that? So that they can run in such a way that the prize might be a reality for them. So this tells us there is a particular way to run, an attitude or a mindset we need in order to run this race successfully, and a willingness to enter into a training regime, which isn't optional, by the way. Notice Paul says, run in such a way as to get the prize, and everyone who competes, everyone who is in this race, goes into strict training. Now, top runners, so I read, top runners develop a certain lifestyle, a particular character, and a focus that is entirely around running a better race, to be the best that they can be. There are some really big words in that sentence, like lifestyle, character, and focus, which we'll come back to. And it can be difficult sometimes for us to get a grip on those words and just how big, how meaningful, how deep they are or should be in our lives as Christians who are called to run this race. One of the difficulties in getting to grips with some of these words, character in particular, is we appear to live in a culture at the moment, not appear to, we do live in a culture at the moment that so often exalts and values charisma over character. And I'm talking about human charisma, the superficial froth and bubble, not the stuff of guts and heart and focus, very, very different. Never a focus on what's real and lasting. I don't know if anybody follows any of the social media influencers. If you don't bother. If you do, stop. But basically, because there is such a lot of emphasis on the superficial, on charisma, very little on character and on depth and on focus and on all the other things we're going to talk about, that which is real and lasting and eternal. We so often see politicians, sadly, we've seen a change probably in the last couple of generations, a bigger change than usual, where so many politicians and heads of state are all about charisma and less about character. And God, Jesus, the Word, are all about character all the time. There is a word, charisma in the Bible. It's nothing like the way we use it in the world. It means grace. Now, we want that sort of charisma, without a doubt. So Paul is saying that the world so often and the culture that they lived in and we lived in is on a track that's running a completely different race, going in completely the wrong direction, focusing on completely the wrong things and training in completely the wrong way. Which isn't very good, really, is it? If you think about it. But back to the athletes. Now, any athlete knows that in an individual race, they will be competing against other people. But that really isn't, for many of them, the main thing. Of course they want to win, but so much more time is spent out on their own, training and running and doing what they do. developing that lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle. A good friend of mine is, believe it or not, he's my age, and he's only just stopped running marathons. And I don't mean one a year, I mean like one a month. I've got to stop and get my head around that. But anyway, he assures me that having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to run 13 miles before you go to work, morning after morning after morning, requires a certain lifestyle to be developed. It requires a certain character to be built, and it requires a real focus on what on earth am I doing this for? And athletes have that. They have exactly that. They would never get to where they get to if they didn't. That's what Paul's talking about. Run in such a way. In other words, develop the lifestyle, the character, and the focus in order to have a chance at winning that prize. Now, we're not talking about winning a prize through our efforts or anything like that. So don't think that what I'm saying today is I must try harder or I won't get a crown. The scriptures say all those who love Jesus receive a crown. We're not worried about that today. We're looking about how we run in such a way and what the training might be. These athletes I'm talking about, particularly marathon runners, they just love to beat their PB, their personal best. They are competing more often than not against themselves. I want to get better. I want to be a better runner. I want to beat my personal best. I want to shave fractions of a second off it over 26 miles. But that's the outlook, that's the character, that's the focus, that's the lifestyle to become the best that they can be. And this is closer to what Paul is talking about when he's talking about run in such a way. In other words, everything that lies behind how you can run in such a way, he's looking at that. And that's why he talks about them going into strict training. So, in this little athletics-based story, or this part of the story, Paul is telling us that our race is concerned about how we live this life, this race that's marked out for us. How we who are Christians live this life of following Jesus, and who and what we become in the process. He uses two simple phrases that help us a lot. And he says, this is what we shouldn't be like. Do not run like someone running aimlessly. Quite literally, don't just run round in circles, and don't run without any focus of why you're running and where you're running to. Now, I don't know if anybody here has either met anybody or been in this position themselves where life has seemed like you are just running around aimlessly in circles. There's no real lifestyle or focus at all. It's just whatever. Paul says that is not the way to run in such a way as to gain the prize. Do not fight like a boxer beating the air. Paul says, I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. Now this, in the original language, has two clear meanings, and both of which are important. The first is, I'm not a shadow boxer. They're not real boxers, are they? Shadows don't punch you back, basically. It might look impressive, but you never get hurt. It's just not the real thing. It will get you nowhere. Paul's saying, I'm not like a shadow boxer. But the second meaning is, a boxer in the ring who actually keeps missing his opponent, keeps throwing a punch and missing his opponent, expending energy to no good effect at all, other than tiring himself out, which isn't a good effect. His aim is off. He is not focused on the task. And Paul says, I'm not like either of those things. And if we are to run the race in such a way, then we won't be like that either. So what is it for us Jesus followers? What is this race, this training, this becoming better, this running in such a way as to win the prize? The answer is actually really simple. And I sometimes think in Scripture, we want to seek out the hard answers, as that makes us sound cleverer. It's really simple. But it takes a lifetime. It can be really tough, tearfully, heartbreakingly tough sometimes. But it is also amazing and joyful more than we can imagine. And this is it. This race that we are called to run that's been set before us. in our daily lives, in our everyday words and everyday actions and everyday attitudes, to be and become more like Jesus. That's it. That is the race we're called to run. And if we run that race, our lives will make a difference in other people's lives. People will see Jesus in us through the way we live, the way we speak, the attitudes that we hold. This is no easy task. It might be simple to say, and of course God is with us. We have his resources. That still doesn't make it an easy task. But we are called to be like Jesus. We are called to be his ambassadors. We are called to do what he did, to say what he said in the way he said it. We're called, and God is about molding us to be that. So from our reading today, let us run with perseverance. Let us run with determination. How determined are we in our lives to be and become more like Jesus? It's easy to say, oh yes, I am. I'm not asking you to say that. I'm asking us all to think about that and say, Lord, what does it actually mean for me on a daily basis? Fixing our eyes on Jesus. And I wondered when I was preparing this, it means a lot, but what are some of the practical things that means? I'm thinking, I'm going just through a normal day, and suddenly, let's say there's a decision to make about someone or something. Do I just say, bang, I'll make that decision, I think that's good? Or do I ever say, Lord, what should I do here? How should I decide? My eyes are fixed on you. I want to make the right decision. How about the attitudes we hold, which of course sometimes affect the ways we react to people? How often do we stop and fix our eyes on Jesus and say, Lord, I don't just want to jump into this or say that. What should I do? What would Jesus do? Those wristbands aren't cheesy. What would Jesus do? That's got to be one of the most important questions we ever ask when we are faced with decisions and actions and words. What would Jesus do? And he's given us so many examples in so many real life situations to give us a steer as to what he would do in terms of treating people, speaking to people, acting ourselves, what we do, what we don't do, what we choose not to do, to watch, not to watch. All of that stuff, he's given us more than a good steer. What would Jesus do? If our eyes are fixed on him, that will be a question we ask multiple times a day. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus treat that person? What decision would he make? And I believe when we ask the question, we will certainly get the help from the Holy Spirit to make those decisions, the wisdom, the grace, the humility, whatever it is we require. But I'm going to leave us with a question rather than an answer today. And it's clear from what Paul says that some serious training is a critical success factor in running in such a way as to get the prize. So the question for us is, what training regime have you, have I, have we put into place so that we can run in such a way? Now that's between you and God. You may want to talk to other people about it. What is it we can do and should be doing in terms of training and keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus as we run the race that is set before us?